Hopefully you're all having a very good week and staying warm. It's getting a little cooler out there these days. I'm glad each of you is here tonight as we reflect a few moments here this evening upon the scriptures before we head to our classes. We'll think about the words we find concerning the beginning days, the early days of the church, and what happened at that time when the gospel was being preached, the message of salvation was being declared to the people gathered in Jerusalem on that occasion, and we have the fulfillment of the prophecies that had been spoken by Joel taking place at that very time. And as the words were being spoken and they were touching the hearts of the people, some of them responded with the question, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter, of course, replied, instructing them as to what they needed to do. And they were baptized, their sins were washed away. And verse 40 tells us, "And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles." Here is the power of God's word in action. The message pricking hearts, the hearts responding favorably. The faith that they had in their heart manifests itself in their obedience to the commands of God. So their faith is that living faith, that saving faith, coupled with works, right? As James teaches us in James chapter 2. And thus they were added to them. We know that there were those that were following Christ, and now more are with Him, following Him. They are continuing in what? Verse 42. The instructions received at the teaching of the apostles. During this time, as you remember, the Word of God was being spoken. It was being declared by inspiration. Not all of the New Testament had been written down. So they're listening, they're learning, and they're following, they're receiving. They know these men are inspired men of God because of the miracles that accompany the words that they speak. And these words are weighty words. They're authoritative words. And they know and are glad to hear this message that they are assured comes from God. And so, because they know it's from God, we're told they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That is, in what they were taught by the apostles. The doctrine wasn't originating with the apostles, but they declared it as they received it from heaven. And thus, they did these things that indicate they're continuing in what was taught concerning Christian worship. As you notice, there is the mention of the fellowship, the breaking of bread, which is the Lord's Supper, the prayers that they engaged in. And thus, these early Christians were instructed in how to worship God now in the kingdom. And they did so, pleasing God and enjoying this fellowship with one another. But you notice in verse 43, it says, "Fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles." As the gospel was turning things upside down in Jerusalem, people were amazed at what was happening. These signs and these wonders were occurring, as you see. The apostles were doing many things, and it resulted in faith being produced. Because, again, their words people are hearing, their works people are seeing, and the combination of them pricks people's hearts, and they also respond. And these that come together now as the family of Christ. Notice in verse 44, "All who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need." So here is the voluntary giving. The voluntary giving. People who are a part of a family, feel like they're part of a family, understand they really are God's family, and they're looking out for the needs of one another. And in this time, where there are needs being seen, they're also at the same time being met by saints who are sacrificial in their living. These are people who have things, belongings of various sorts, and we know later on not only are their possessions and goods being sold, but lands and houses are sold as well. These things are done because these people sincerely understand their place in the family of God and the role that they have as servants of God to meet the needs of their brothers and sisters in Christ. And so those things are all taken care of. Everyone's needs are being met. And not only is the physical aspect being addressed, but then notice verse 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. The Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So there is this coming together. Daily, they come together with one accord. They're coming together where? In the temple. This was the place where they would meet together, study the Word together, spiritually uplift one another. This was the time when this was happening. And of course, there is the coming together in homes as well that is taking place, when they would share common meals together and have the gladness and joy that they share together in the body of Christ. The joy is not only felt with one another, but it's being expressed toward heaven as well. They're praising God. These people are having favor with all the people, these Christians, and God is blessing the efforts of the early church. We see the joy that it all began with, that it continued with, and that is expressed to God, and the blessings that come upon the church and the growth of the church in these early days. And yet we know, as we read on, it was in these same days of joy that the trials began immediately. Their faith was tested. Their lives were burdened with the persecutions and the hardships that they faced. And yet, through all of that, they persevered. And when even the persecution came against the church, as we read in Acts chapter 8, the saints were scattered everywhere. And yet, they continued proclaiming the glad tidings wherever they went. This is the family that we are a part of. We have family in heaven, and we have family on earth. We have family in parts of the world that we have never seen. We have brethren who believe just like we do, who long for the heavenly home just like we do, and one day we will share that place in common. But here and now, as we reflect upon what the early church did, these are the things that need to fill our lives. The worship of God in accordance with the doctrine or teaching that we have been given through the Word, given by the apostles, those holy inspired writers. And then, of course, there's the life of encouraging one another and spreading the gospel as well, so that we, in turn, also can be blessed by God and see the great growth that God desires and that we desire happen in the church. Laboring together with God, good things occur. And one day, we will see our God and we will see our Savior Jesus Christ, because we'll be granted entrance into that heavenly home. Ask yourself if you're a part of the citizenship, the kingdom that is everlasting. Are you a Christian? Have you been bought by the blood of Christ, cleansed by that blood? Because there is a means by which all of us who are lost in sin are changed from being afar off to being those who are nearby, a part of the family of God. And it begins with faith in Jesus Christ. It involves turning away from sin, that life that is all about darkness and self-seeking. Instead, we turn to seek the Lord and follow His will. We confess our faith in Jesus Christ. We are immersed in water because God teaches. We must be baptized so that our sins can be washed away by the blood of Jesus. But that action of immersion is what God requires. And it's symbolic, as we've said many times. One day, we will see the one who laid down His life for us. And if we live faithfully during this life, He'll say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant," and we will be welcomed into that heavenly home. If you're a child of God, a servant tonight, are you living faithfully? And if so, continue pressing on, pressing forward, growing, walking in the light. If you've wandered, you know you can come home, and your Lord is ready to receive you as we stand and as we sing.